customer was coming in to order a large adult, and I'm playing with 9% of 48, the average price for our representative, Thompson, Representative Jefferson, Representative Benjamin, and myself, Representative Cotton. Thank you for your attendance. We have a forum to conduct business in this time with your folks. Before we begin, I would like to thank our regarding territories, Baltimore, and Madison Trump and the arrival for stepping up the meeting today. Thank you. The only item before the United States House Bill 308, sponsored by the House Chamber of Commerce Committee, after an interim government benefits for COVID-19. Opens up this is the post first of all hearing board members for information. Our goal is to be as responsive and as possible to the COVID-19 pandemic and the ongoing simple economic stress lessons we're facing right now. The goal is to work with all members to go through this process efficiently. Our intention is to pass bills for everybody as representative in this body and with their front committee. At this time, I would like to invite Representative Scott Holtz, our staff, and the other two that have shared at the table to present the bill. We will be holding all questions until the end of Representative Spalding's remarks. Representative Spalding, please identify yourself for the record and begin the room.
Thank you very much, Chair Cobb. I'm Representative Heidi Spalding's House District 16 in East Anchorage, and I'm going to be addressing Walsh both to Representative Zach Fields and their District 16 resident. We're here to write House Bill 308. Thank you very much for your sage considering in such such a quick time frame. COVID-19 is both a public health and an economic emergency for Alaskans.
Thank you, Representative Spalding. That's why I wrote the report. Representative Johnson is with the committee now.
In just a few short weeks, we have the learnings from watching COVID-19 as it impacts other countries to begin with the doorstep of Alaskans with non-confirmed cases as of this evening. These impacts are really only just the beginning. The governor has closed schools for the end of this month, but as of yesterday, issued a mandate that all public restaurants, closed business, child care centers, when possible, closed. We're seeing that the government mall is closing. People are taking goal of social distancing very seriously, which is a big deal in reducing the spread of COVID-19, but there are myriad economic impacts that affect Alaskans.
Thank you, Representative. I'd like to recognize Representative Lee Spence. Thank you, Representative.
So, our House Bill 308, we think, requires carrying things based on a fairly common sense measure that is designed to ensure that Alaskans who are unable to work either because of social distancing policies and our public health strategy for our state of Alaska, or because they are needing to stay home with a child or to care for an elderly loved one, are able to qualify for unemployment insurance benefits within the state of Alaska. It also raised the standard rating requirement that is typically required for unemployment insurance, and it increases the weekly per dependent benefit from $25 per dependent to $75, which will provide some very modest measure of additional financial security for Alaskans.
Thank you. I'd like to recognize Representative Lance Cole, who's joining the committee.
So that is basically the summary of the bill and the reason for the bill. I think that we need to move with very significant urgency. We have information that has illustrated that in other states there have been pretty dramatic increases in unemployment. So we want to make sure that Alaskans who are doing the things that we have asked them to do, that our government has asked them to do to prevent the spread of COVID-19 in the state of Alaska are not personally harmed and put at risk of not being able to pay their rent and mortgage utilities or people who have kids and children.
So, we came to understanding this bill just by doing this two things. I think you touched on and could you just restate them for the record? What about this bill your staff?
Actually, that's three things, just to clarify. One is a reasonable regulating period. Two, it's the requirement that Alaska's been looking for a job. This is one important decision right now, and we're eligible for unemployment insurance. You have to be looking for a job. There are a lot of Alaskans who have unemployment for under technically have a job, but they're labor employed and will lose compensation and other things. It increases the weekly benefit from a pension from 25 to 75.
Representative Jones. Yes, I don't see anybody online from the department.
We actually have three people that are available for questions. We've got past Kathy Westcott from the department. We have Lenny Weiler, who's the economist who understands the unemployment insurance fund. We also have Dan Green, who is the mental legal advisor who worked with us on the stage of setting.
Okay, I have, Chair, two questions. One for Patsy Westcott. Since this presents a little bit do you have the capacity in your department to take on the increased numbers of applicants? And if not, do you have an estimate of what may be needed so that you can be as responsive as possible?
Just for
about what type of estimation are you making for the next month? Or what the ballpark?
So even people that would normally that they would normally have applied, they're going to see this increase, this change from 2475 and no limits. Is there a reason why we decided to make this set applicable to everyone?
Representative Pruitt, the chair, I think perhaps I would defer to the department if I could talk a little bit about how your benefits compare to other benefits nationally. But the maximum benefit for Alaskan is $370 per week. And if you get an additional amount that your individual for dependents currently is $25 per child, we would get a cap of $72 total, which is not really, it's not typical enough. You can't feed your children for that much money or pay the rent and whatever you're proposing. That would take the total benefit package, upscaling the benefit package, the core benefit package that we give for people who have children that want to make sure that they're going to get enough money that they can if they pay the rent and the take a lot of defer to Ms. Patsy. What sort of would you like to talk about the benefit level and how our benefits compare to other states?
Legislature, but I would be very concerned with people that want to say start not because of COVID-19, start into January, and then find out 3 months later that their benefits are going down and they weren't prepared by the department. And you get down and speak to people to make sure that those that are affected by COVID-19 will be ready to kind of prepare for them.
Yes.
to narrow that down to one year for that discussion.
Any other questions from any members?
I will pass down through the way. Work order 39-LS-7, Martin /A, any individual recommendations in this one?
All we need in the public.
No, I didn't know. I'm just trying to get close.
Ready to work on it.
Yes, okay. Unfortunately, just about that, I think it's important, which is that because there's still a lot of unknown from the thing that we have seen, what we know about viruses, it's that they sometimes come back through, they cycle back through, and so we didn't want to put an artificially small limit on, a short limit on COVID-19. And the optimistic hope that we may be done with this in 4 months. I think we all hope and pray that we are done with this in 4 months, but I just don't know that we will be, and so we're trying to be a little bit conservative, and that's why we have that longer number.
And in relation to that, so we've all been doing that, so in January, there's no residuals that were on our way back up. Then you anticipate that this would revert back, that there would be a decision to revert this back to the previous.
Sponsor, I'd like to say it's and the administration broadly. We understand this is that Rick Warner is doing all this together, and we know that this law will hold us on as the bill moves forward. We're not underestimating the funding that it would take to do this, but we just want to thank everybody for helping us put this together. Is there any further? officers or any members of the hospital who are in hearing this and not. A lot of this restatement of the doctors that will ask if they're facing our medical life and our cars are going out. The legislature can will provide a economic relief for the cab and first and other last action that we take to affect the bill sponsor. Representative Jones, I'm going to entertain a motion of the bill for the committee.
I move House Bill 308, Report 31-17, by Representative Jones,